Mishnah in Tanis, Daf Yud Aleph, discusses the Zman when we begin asking for Kshamlim, Saint Talamatar, and the Mishnah says that when Gamliel holds B'Shiva Bar, you start on Zayin Cheshvan. Why? Tesvav Yom Achar Chag, Kedei Sheyagia Achar Shebisol Na'ar Paras. We start 15 days after Sukkos, so the last Yid is able to get home to the house near Na'ar Paras before it rains on him. And the Gemara says that we paskin like Gamliel, that we start on Zayin Cheshvan. The Ran over here is very bothered with this. He says, what would be the reason that today we pass on like Rav Gamliel? This reason is a reason that's applicable in the time of the Mikdash when the Oiler Regalim need to get home. But Bizman Azed, there are no Oiler Regalim. So why would it be necessary to wait for the Shevet till Zayin Cheshvan? L'chari should be Shal right away. Other Rishonim ask this Kasha as well. But the Ran says, the Ran says that you see from here that even after the Churban Abayas, people would still be Oiler Regal. Seems to be an Indian to be Oiler Regal even after the Churban. His Lashon is, Hano Afilu L'acha Churban L'fisho Mis'asvim V'chol HaSvibas B'Regal Yerushalayim K'mo She'osim Gam Hayom Mipnei Oilem Halalu Roish Na'acha Sheila Shehi Haisa Ikra Takana. Like the Ran, the minhag was to be Oiler Regal even after the Churban like they do today. It sounds like even the days of the Ran used to be Oiler Regal Yerushalayim. There was some type of Indian to go to the Makam HaMikdash, and because of that, they kept the Takana the way it was from the Zman HaMikdash, because there was a Musik of Oiler Regalim even after the Churban. And I think from this Ran, you can bring a Raya to a Gvalik HaChiddush that the Maritzchia said in his Chiddush Man Nedarim and Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara over there in Nedarim brings down a Maisa that there was a Adam Echad, there was a person who was Madras Isha Milaus L'Regal. He made a neder that his wife is not allowed to be Oiler L'Regal to Yerushalayim. But Avral died, but also L'Regal, but she didn't listen, she was Oiler L'Regal. So now there's a problem. She was over on her nether. So Uvai Lefnei Rabbi Yosi, they came in front of Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi came up with a heter, a pesach for the nether, and was matter the nether. That's the story that Gemara brings down in Daf Chav Gimel and Adarm. So the Maritzchias is bothered with a kasha. The Maritzchias says that they came in front of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, Kayadua, lived la'achar ha'churban. He was after the churban abayas. And this ma'aser clearly happened b'zman ha'mikdash, because he made a nether that his wife shouldn't be eilul regel. So it doesn't work out chronologically. How could it be that he made a neder b'zman ha'mikdash and they came to Rabbi Yosi to be matar the neder, who lived a long time after the churban? So the Maritzchias says he wants to say that from here is a raya to something that he was mechadish, that the minig was to be eilul regel even after the churban, to go daven in Yerushalayim in the Makam HaMikdash, or maybe perhaps to be shayl. They used to ask the shaylas from them, people, the Talmud Chachamim in the Makam HaMikdash, or to see B'Kvedash Al Torah, different svaras that he says, why they're Eil L'Regel, and he says, that's Pshat in the Gemara, it's Taka L'Achah the Churban, and the minhag was to be Eil L'Regel, even L'Achah the Churban. That's what he wants to be Mechadash, but L'Chai from this Ran is a Beferish Araitim. You see Beferish in the Ran, that there's such a musik to be Eile L'Regel Achad the Churban. He doesn't bring this around, I'm not sure why, but L'Chai, this is a Raya Taka, there is such a minig of Eile L'Regel even Achad the Churban.